This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Armenia has said it would recognize a Palestinian state, prompting Israel to summon its ambassador Friday for what the foreign ministry described as severe reprimand. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is reacting to the hostilities between Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group and Israel after Hezbollah's leader said it has new weapons and intelligence capabilities that could help it target more critical positions deeper inside Israel in case of an all-out war.
Let's be clear. The people of the region and the people of the world cannot afford Lebanon to become another Gaza. The parties must urgently recommit to the full implementation of Security Council Resolution 1701 and immediately return to a cessation of hostilities.
Also from Guterres, he said that Russia must abide by UN sanctions on North Korea after the two countries signed a deal that included a mutual defense pledge.
There are sanctions approved by the Security Council in relation to the DPRK. Any relationship with DPRK, including the Russian Federation, must entirely abide by those sanctions.
Russian President Vladimir Putin signed the agreement vowing mutual defense with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on a statement visit to Pyongyang. Israel has established a corridor for the delivery of aid into southern Gaza, but declared tactical pause, and its war with Hamas has now brought little relief to desperate Palestinians. The United Nations and international aid organizations say a persistent breakdown in law and order has rendered the aid route unusable. Thousands of truckloads of aid are piled up at the Kerem Shalom border. Groups of armed Palestinians are regularly blocking convoys. This is VOA News. Ukraine is experiencing rolling blackouts as Russia intensified strikes targeting energy infrastructure over the past 3 months. Residents and businesses of Kyiv are adapting to the absence of electricity using generators, power banks, and flashlights, and even recalculating their bathroom visits. Heavy damage inflicted to the country's power system has left millions feeling uncertain about Ukraine's ability to meet the national electricity demand when the cold season returns. The death toll from torrential rains and landslides in El Salvador has now risen to 19 at least. The number includes 6 victims from Friday when 2 girls and 4 adults died after being buried in their homes. A weather system along Guatemala's Pacific coast and another in the Gulf of Mexico developed Tropical Storm Alberto. They have brought saturating rains to southern Mexico and Central America. The civil protection authorities of El Salvador issued a red alert and the country's Congress declared a state of national emergency for 15 days because of the severity of the rains. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports the extremely wealthy Hinduja family has been cleared of serious human trafficking charges.
A Swiss criminal court has cleared 4 members of a billionaire family of charges that they engaged in illegal human trafficking of their servants, mostly illiterate Indians, who were employed at their luxurious lakeside villa in Geneva. But the court convicted Indian-born tycoon Prakash Hinduja and his wife, son and daughter-in-law on lesser charges. The court said the 4 were guilty of exploiting workers and providing unauthorized employment. No sentence has been issued on these charges yet. The 4 members of the Hinduja family were accused of seizing workers' passports, paying them in rupees, not Swiss francs, barring them from leaving the villa, and forcing them to work long hours for a pittance. I'm Charles de la Desma.
AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports the Scottish justice's opinion on Friday's gun control case in the U.S.
Supreme Court justices ruled 8-1 in favor of a 1994 ban on firearms for people under restraining orders to stay away from their spouses or partners. The justices reversed a ruling from the Federal Appeals Court in New Orleans that had struck down the law. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote for the court and said, "The law uses common sense and applies only after a judge determines that an individual poses a credible threat of physical violence." This is the justice's first Second Amendment case since they expanded gun rights in 2022.
You'll find more, and by the way, that is AP correspondent Haya Panjwani. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.